You know, all this talk of a merger between Stromilus College and Queen's University goes back to the time of direct rule. It escalated a lot when Reg Empey was the minister in the Department of Education and Learning. Queen's University really wants the merger. There's a 50-acre site there, adjacent to it, and it has great potential for development. Stromilus College needs millions spent on it to bring it up to date and to standardise and refresh everything around the place. Now, as far as educationalists are concerned, too many teachers are being trained there. There are non-teaching degrees available there as well, and those are artificial to keep numbers up. And teacher training is generally said to be too expensive. It was understood that it was almost a done deal, this merger between Stromilus and Queen's University. But in recent months, DUP attitudes have hardened dramatically, I'm told. There is now a real concern within the Democratic Unionist Party of any diminishing of the Protestant ethos as such at Stromilus College. In fact, there's grave opposition to any merger at this moment in time in isolation. Now, Stromilus College is a non-denominational college of today. The DUP are saying, why should St Mary's be allowed to expand and perpetuate a Catholic ethos if Stromilus is being forced to be more secularised and to merge with Queen's? An executive source told me that failure by Stromilus to merge with Queen's will prove fatal. The Orange Order is vehemently opposed to any diminishing or diminution of the Protestant ethos at the Stromilus site. So what is going to happen? I suspect that at the end of the day, there will be something of a synergy emerging, possibly Stromilus University College and St Mary's University Training College will link in some sort of a way. So you will have a synergy on a split campus. That, in a sense, would meet Peter Robinson's vision of a shared future and could fulfil his whole strategy.